The Luftbad by Catherine Mansfield. Narrated by Harry Dobby. I think it must be the umbrellas which make us look ridiculous. When I was admitted into the enclosure for the first time and saw my fellow bathers walking very nearly in their nakeds, it struck me that the umbrellas gave a distinctly little black Sambo touch. Ridiculous dignity in holding over yourself a green cotton thing with a red parakeet handle when you are dressed in nothing larger than a handkerchief. There are no trees in the Luftbad. It boasts a collection of plain wooden cells, a bath shelter, two swings and two odd clubs, one, presumably the lost property of Hercules or the German army, and the other to be used with safety in the cradle. And there, in all weathers, we take the air, walking or sitting in little companies talking over each other's ailments and measurements and ills that flesh is heir to. A high wooden wall compasses us all about. Above it, the pine trees look down a little superciliously, nudging each other in a way that is peculiarly trying to a debutante. Over the wall, on the right side, is the men's section. We hear them chopping down trees and sawing through planks, dashing heavy weights.